fifth law. Acts chapter 20. It's the words of Jesus. It's one of the few words of Jesus found in the Acts of the Apostles. Law number 5. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Acts 20 verse 35. Acts 20 verse 35. Here's a law of God. He's not saying there is no blessing in receiving. There is a blessing in receiving. Many of you are receiving the word of God right now and you're being blessed. And when you get your salary from your office, a job God gave you, you got a good salary, that's a blessing. Because you can rent a house or build a house and live comfortably, that's a blessing. But there is a greater blessing in giving. That's a law of God. It's more blessed to give than to receive. You can't change it. Jesus said that. So, when you learn to sacrifice something and give, you get a greater blessing from God. Not in terms of money. God's blessings are never in terms of money. There's some greater blessing that you get, and you'll discover one day when Christ comes back that every Christian who got a greater blessing than you was one who learned more than you to give. Yeah, it's true. Learn it now. I don't mean just money. Many of you don't have much. Maybe you're poor. You don't have much money to give. God's not asking for that. What about sacrificing something else in your life? Time, energy. Something for God. Lord, I want to do something for you. Like we sing in that song. That all my life I want to give something for God. That my life will be showing something given for God. At the cost of personal self-denial, it's more blessed to give than to receive. I remember one brother many years ago came to me and said, Brother Zach, I can't remember verses. I read them, I try to memorize them, and I still forget. How do you remember so much? I'll tell you how. I said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. You read a scripture, and it blesses you, and you keep it to yourself. You'll forget it. That's why you're forgetting it. I don't keep it to myself. When I get a blessing from Scripture, I share it with somebody. Maybe in an email, maybe in a phone call, or in my case, even from a pulpit, but many of you don't get into the pulpit. You can share it with people on email, phone call, something you got from God. You give that Scripture to somebody, God says, I'll bless you. That'll remain in your mind. You know why so many scriptures that you read, you forget? Because you never share it with anyone. You selfishly keep it to yourself. You're a hoarder. You know what a miser is? A miser is a hoarder. He accumulates, accumulates, accumulates everything for himself. You receive so much in the meeting, you keep it all to yourself. No! Well, you got a blessing, I know, but if you learn to give it out to somebody, for example, you receive something from here this morning, and you share it with one person in an email, or in a phone call. Brother, this is what I heard. Or sister, this is what I heard today. I'd just like to share it with you. 1 minute. There's a blessing there. It is more blessed to give than to receive. And it's not only money. It is money also, but I can give my energy. I can give many things. I can give my life to help others. It's not just, you know, sometimes we serve God by serving other poorer people. There are many ways. But it is more blessed to give than to receive. The world says it is more blessed to receive and keep on accumulating, accumulating, accumulating money, accumulating knowledge, accumulating Bible knowledge. It's false. It's more blessed to give than to receive. And then number 6, here's another promise. Romans 8:28, well-known verse. If it's not for everybody, but if you love God and you want to fulfill His purpose in your life, everything, by everything, God means everything that will happen to you will work out for your good. And what is that good in the next verse? Make you more like Jesus Christ. Always read Romans 8:28 with verse 29. Always. Most Christians separate the two. What God has joined together, let no man separate. And God has joined Romans 8:28 and 29 together. A lot of Christians have separated it. And that's why they don't understand it. I always put it together. If you love God and you're called according to His purpose, everything that people do to you will work for your good. In other words, somebody did something evil. Maybe somebody in your office hindered your promotion or sacked you, fired you from your job, or some evil. It'll work for your good. People take you to court. It'll work for your good. It's happened to me. It'll always work for your good if you love God and you want to fulfill His purpose. So when somebody does something to you and you say, he did evil to me. Okay, let's assume it was something very bad somebody did to you or your family, cheated you of your property or something like that. And you complain, he did something evil to me. What are you actually saying? You know what you're saying? Brothers, I want to say I don't love God. I don't want to fulfill His purpose in my life. That's what you're saying. Because if you love God and you wanted to fulfill His purpose in life, that fellow cannot do evil to you. How did he succeed in doing evil to you? When the Bible says, if you love God and called according to His purpose, everything will work for your good. How is it that did not work for your good? Because you did not love God. Because you did not want to fulfill His purpose. So I will feel ashamed to say that somebody did evil to me. I want to say, I'm nearly 78 years old now. Nobody in the world has ever done evil to me. And I'm not boasting, I'm just quoting Romans 8:28. Not that they made me richer. If somebody stole my property, he hasn't made me richer. If somebody stole your family inheritance, he didn't make you richer. But it made me more like Christ. Yeah. All the evil, being taken to court, made me more like Christ. Being facing insults and false accusations. I faced so many false accusations in my life. I don't hate any of them. It's made me more like Christ. Sure. How can you fulfill a scripture which says, bless them that curse you, if nobody curses you? If you say, Lord, I want to live a life and nobody will curse me. You're like saying, Lord, I want to live a life where I never obey one scripture. I don't want to live like that. I say, Lord, I want to obey every scripture. Well, then people will have to curse you. People will have to hate you. How can you love those who hate you if you don't have nobody hate you? So I never pray, Lord, don't let anybody hate me, because then I won't be able to obey a scripture. Don't let anybody be my enemy. I never pray that, because then I won't be able to obey the scripture which says, love your enemies. You know, when you look at everything in the world from God's point of view, what people call a curse is actually a blessing. Yeah. Everything that happens will work for your good. What a wonderful promise. Wonderful. Meditate more on it and never again complain. Remember this, what I said. Every time you complain, somebody did harm to you, somebody did evil to you, what you're actually saying is, brothers and sisters, I don't love God. I don't want to fulfill His purpose. That's what you're saying. I will never say that. I want to love God with all my heart, because He gave His life for me. I want to fulfill His purpose in my life. Therefore, I always say, everybody in the world is doing good to me. You know how rich I am? Millions of people in the world doing good to me. They try to harm me. It's like these water filters. You put dirty water in and pure water comes out. That's how it is. Romans 8:28 is like that for me. So, I don't know. Some of you have complaints against others. Right? Be honest. Let me ask you something. How many of you can honestly say, I don't have any complaint against my mother-in-law? She has done so much good to me in my life. Can you say that? Some of you can't say that. You cannot say, my mother-in-law has done me so much good in my life. Why can't you say it? I'll tell you why. Be honest. I don't love God. It's got nothing to do with my mother-in-law. You don't love God. You don't want to fulfill His purpose. That's the only reason. Say that from today onwards. This is what we teach in CFC. Your life can be blessed. My boss did evil to me. Yeah, that's because you don't love God. You're not called according to His purpose. I tell you, a man is victorious if he lives according to the laws of God.